You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Today, we got a decent but not great economic report to kick off the weekend. The Labor Department told us that employers kept bringing jobs back in July, 1.8 million overall. The unemployment rate fell about 1% to 10.2%. That's a little higher than the worst of the Great Recession, but certainly better than April's 15%. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to look into which jobs are coming back and which might not.
If the job losses early in the pandemic were a torrent, 22 million jobs washed away in just about 6 weeks, the rebound since then has been more like a steady current, around 9 million jobs gained back. And the back-to-work flow's been strongest in low-wage service jobs that were savaged early on, says Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter.
The largest gains were in leisure and hospitality and in retail.
Jobs stocking shelves at reopened stores, serving drinks at bars and restaurants, cleaning people's teeth at dentist's offices. But job gains slowed considerably in July compared to June.
And that's because as many cities and states had to pause their reopenings to fight back surges in COVID cases, businesses couldn't really resume business as usual.
The jobs recovery is doing better in sectors less affected by government COVID restrictions and consumers' caution, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
Home construction and construction in general is doing well. Manufacturing is doing relatively well. A lot of those are important to the economy because it supports service jobs.
But Julia Pollack has a warning for professionals whose jobs depend on the consumer economy.
Among high-wage occupations where most workers can work from home that typically are recession-proof, we see stagnation and even continued decline.
In July, employers cut jobs in business management, advertising, computer systems, and commercial banking. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.